Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
那我们在今天呢，看到一个很奇怪的一个现象哈。
Today we witness a very strange phenomenon.
那我可以给大家看一下这个图画。
Let's look at this picture.
那还有，那现在连小孩子也这样哈。没有这个吃饭的时候也这样。
Yeah, even children do this. We do this even we are eating.
还有就是小孩子也是这样哈。
The kids also.
那我们称这些人什么？现在就是低头族哈。
We call them the head bowers.
那我想呢，今天当然呢，这个手机呢，我们有这个智能手机呢，的确是很方便哈。Of
course, it's very convenient to use a smartphone.
那但是我们也知道说，我们却很多时候却被这个手机所控绑住了。But
sometimes we are restrained by our phone.
无时无刻的，我们都是低头低着头哈，看这个手机哈。We
bow our head to look at it all the time.
以致人与人之间呢，就少了这个交流分享哈。So
that it even lessens the communication between individuals.
你看这些小孩子呢，还有这些在吃饭的，大家都是只是顾着看自己的手机，而没有彼此的能够交谈啊、分享啊。As
shown in this picture, everyone is looking at the phone instead of talking to each other.
那小孩子呢，应该一起的玩在一起哈，但是呢，却大家只顾着看自己的手机哈。The
children are supposed to play together, but they're not.
那我想到呢，今天呢，当然呢，适当的这个使用手机，的确就是能够带给我们很多的方便。I
think the moderate use of our smartphone can facilitate our life.
那但是呢，我们不要变成这个低头族哈，就只是看着这个手机哈。But
we shouldn't look at it all the time.
那今天呢，我想到我们作为基督徒，我们也不应当做一个低头族的人哈。I
think as Christians we should not bow our heads all the time.
那一方面呢，就是说不要只单想到地上的这个事情哈。We
shouldn't always be thinking of only earthly issues.
而忽略了天上的这个事情。We
should not neglect the heavenly things.
还有呢，我们也不要在遇到问题困难的时候，只会低着头哈，垂头丧气。Also,
when we encounter difficulties, we should not become frustrated and bow our heads.
那今天呢，我想，作为基督徒哈，我们其中一件最宝贵的。
I think as being a Christian, the most wonderful thing is.
就是说呢，我们在无论在任何的这个情况底下。
That regardless of the circumstances we're in.
即使呢，我们被这个问题被困难呢，围住哈。
Regardless of the adversities that we are trapped in.
我们永远的可以来抬头来仰望神哈。We
can always lift our heads to look to God.
这是我们要今天我们要继续看的这个诗篇的这个上行诗的第四篇哈。So
this is the fourth song of ascents about.
那刚才呢，我们已经读了这个诗篇123篇哈。We've
just read Psalm 123.
那开始的时候，他说：“坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目哈。”It
says in the beginning, I lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven.
那上个几次呢，我已经跟大家分享了这个诗篇120篇、121篇、122篇哈。In
the last Sundays, I have shared with you Psalm 120, 121, and 122.
那我们在这个诗篇120篇呢，看到说这个诗人呢，他有一个醒觉哈。In
122, we saw that the psalmist has an awakening of his circumstances.
那他就在急难当中呢，来求靠神哈。
And then he called on the Lord in his distress.
求神呢来救他脱离他的困境。
To free him from his chains.
那诗篇121篇我们看到诗人呢如今他什么开始迈向这个耶路撒冷前进哈要到神的殿中呢敬拜神。
In 121, the psalmist begins his journey to Jerusalem, where the holy temple of God.
但是他发现到呢，在他这个旅程当中呢，是会面对到危险的。
But also he was aware that the journey is filled with danger.
但是最宝贵的就是说，他也发现到神是他的帮助，是他的保护。
But it is a wonderful thing that he keeps in mind that God is always his fortress.
那么诗篇122篇我们上个星期我们讲到呢神也为我们在我们周围呢安排了这个属灵的这个同伴哈能够陪我们来同行。
In 122, we saw that God has also given us spiritual companions on our sides in this spiritual journey.
我想这是非常重要的我们都需要这个属灵的同伴。
It is important to have our spiritual companions.
我们能够彼此的鼓励，彼此的建造，彼此的合一，彼此的代求。
So that we can encourage, build up, make peace with each other, and also pray for each other.
那今天呢，我们看这个诗篇123篇哈。
Today we are going to look at Psalm 123.
那特别提到呢，我们要在奔跑这个天路的时候呢，我们要学习的功课呢，其中一个要学习的功课就是能够来仰望神哈。
It is a very important lesson to look to God when we run the heavenly race.
那在这篇诗篇，我们看到呢，这个神的这个百姓呢，他们被藐视哈，被人藐视被人讥诮哈。
We see that God's people get much contempt and ridicule from the proud and the arrogant.
所以呢，他在这个这里第三到第四节呢，就他向神祈求说：“耶和华，求你怜悯我们，怜悯我们，因为我们被藐视已到极处，我们被那些安逸人的这讥诮和骄傲人的藐视已到极处。”
That's why the psalmist says in verse 3 and 4, "Have mercy on us, O Lord."Have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant.
那虽然我们不知道说，神的百姓呢是在怎样的情况底下呢遭受到这些人的这个藐视和讥诮哈。
Though it doesn't seem very clear, under what situation the God's people were ridiculed or contempt.
那但是呢，圣经学者呢认为这一篇呢，可能是以色列人在被掳之前或者被掳的时候呢的这个作品哈。
Many biblical scholars believe that this psalm is was written before or during the captivity in Babylon.
那如果是的话呢，我们可以想象哈，当以色列人被掳的时候。
We can think when the Israel people were in.Exile.
那我们面对到这个家破人亡，还有失去他们所拥有的一切哈。
Families were ripped apart, and they lost everything.
那安逸和骄傲的这个外邦人呢，就说藐视和讥诮他们哈。
At that time, the proud and arrogant Gentiles they despise and ridicule the God's people.
那我想呢，这是常有的这个现象哈。
This is a pretty common thing.
当人面对到这个失败或者失去他所有的时候
，when people fail, when they lose everything,
那往往会遭受人的这个藐视和讥诮。
Sometimes they can be despised or laughed at.
那我们作为基督徒的应当如此呢？是否应当如此哈
？Should we Christians do the same?
那当我们看到我们的弟兄或者姐妹呢，失败跌倒或者软弱的时候
，When our brothers or sisters, fall when they are weak，
那圣经教导我们不应当藐视或者讥诮他们哈。
The Bible tells us not to despise them or ridicule them。
不要认为说，哎呀，我你看我比你更属灵哈。
Don't be self-righteous.
那一方面呢，我们可以说我们每一个人哈、啊、都可能失败跌倒哈、
啊。On the one hand, everyone has a is likely to fall or be weak sometime.
另一方面呢，圣经教导我们呢，要来挽回帮助这些软弱跌倒的弟兄姐妹。
On the other hand, the scripture tells us to restore those who fall or those who are weak.
那在加拉太书呢第六章，保罗就这样劝勉我们哈，他说：“弟兄们，若有人呢偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就应当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕他被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相的担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。”
In Galatians 6 verse 1-2 it says, Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
那刚才我们所看的这个诗篇里面呢，我们看到就是说这个诗人呢代表百姓呢来向神迫切的来祈求哈。
In the psalm we read today, we can see the psalmist is calling on God for the people of God who were being oppressed.
我想到呢，很多时候当我们面对到这个被人讥诮或者被人藐视的时候。
I can think that when we ourselves are ridiculed or contemned,
那你想你的反应会是怎样？
What would be our reaction?
我们会感可能会感到气愤，是不是？
We might become angry.
或者我们可能会感到自怜哈。
We might feel self-pity.
认为说，哎呀，神已经离我而去了。
We might feel that God has forsaken us.
神已经不再关心我了。
We might feel that God doesn't care for me.
我想到了今天，如果说真的是，如果我们有遭受到人的这个藐视和讥诮哈。
If we are despised or ridiculed by the others.
最好的反应是什么呢？
What would be the best way to respond?
就好像这世人他所做的哈，能够来向神祈求，仰望神的这个怜悯哈。
The best way is to look unto God, to God and beg for his mercy, just like this, the psalmist here.
首先我们看这诗人他仰望天上的主。
So first, we can see the psalmist looks to the God, the Lord in heaven.
他说坐在天上的主啊，我向你极目。
He says, I lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven.
那的确我们在人我想呢在我们人生当中哈，我们不单自己或者我们看到我们周围的人甚至整个世界会遭受到不同的这个患难。
In our empirical experience we can see that everyone including ourselves always come across some trouble sometimes.
那今天如果我们看这个新闻哈，每天所发生的这个新闻，我们都会看到有许多的这个天灾人祸的这个事发生哈。
If you watch the news, we can always see some natural disasters or man-made misfortunes.
就好像最近呢，在欧洲所发生的这个恐怖分子的攻击的这个事件哈。
For example, the terrorist attacks in Europe.
还有呢，在世界各地所发生的不公义或者纠纷的这个纠争的这个事情等等哈。
And the injustice and conflicts that happen every day all over the world.
难怪呢，有时候当我们想到这个我们这个世界的前景的时候呢，我们会觉得说，是否我们这个世界还有前途哈？
No wonder, when we think of the future of the world, we are full of doubts.
的确呢，当我们想到说这个我们现今世界所面对的种种的这个问题的时候呢，都会将我们感到害怕感到就很好像没有指望这样哈。
When you think of these troubles, you might grow fearful or pessimistic.
那人是否有这个能力去解决呢？
Is man capable of solving these problems.
我们知道说，人都一致的在尝试去解决这个世界的这个问题哈。
We know that the human race is always trying to solve these problems.
但是很多时候呢，在解决了一个问题之后，同时呢又产生了更多的问题哈。
But quite often when we solve one problem, the other problem shows up.
那么好像我们现今我们看这个大陆哈，中国大陆。
If we think about the mainland China,
我们看到这个政府呢，借助这个改革开放哈，的确呢，解决了大多数人民的这个温饱的这个问题，是不是
？We see with the reform and opening up policy, people are now having adequate food and clothing.
但是呢，我们却同时发现到呢，同时也产生了这个环境污染的问题哈。
But also, but at the same time, we now have the problem of pollution.
还有呢，这个贪污的问题。
Also corruption.
还有不良商家的这个问题啊。
And we're having more dishonest merchants.
还有呢，黑心食品的这个问题等等哈。
And unsafe food.
所以在面对到这一些难以解决问题的时候。
So when we look at these tough problems.
那对基督徒来讲呢，我们难免也会对这些所发生的问题呢感到无奈哈。
Christians may also feel helpless.
但是呢，我们要有一个信念，就是说我们相信呢有一位主在天上哈。
But we should keep in mind that we have a Lord that is in heaven.
他坐作为王，掌管作万有哈。
He reigns over all things on his throne.
就如诗篇所说的哈，他说洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华坐作为王，耶和华坐作为王，直到永远哈。
It says in Psalm 29, verse 10, the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever.
那还有我很喜欢的这个我们所平时所唱的一首诗歌，就是这啊，它的主题就是这个天父，这是天父世界哈。
Also, as it says in a very one of my favorite hymns, this is my father's world.
那里面呢，其中如果你熟悉这首诗歌的话呢，你啊，其中有一句呢，他就讲到说，罪恶虽然好像得胜，但是呢，天父却仍然掌管一切。
One line says that though the wrong seems of so strong.God is the ruler yet.
那所以呢，我们作为基督徒的啊，我们可以什么？就是这首诗也就是说，我心不必忧伤，父神是王，天地同唱，歌声充满万方哈。
So that's why it says in this psalm later that the battle is not done. Jesus who died should be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. The English.Lyric is not a match of the Chinese lyrics.
Yeah. 那这是何等的这个宝贵了。
This is a very precious thing.
所以我们相信呢，这位我们虽然这个世界充满到这个问题哈。
Although our world is filled with problems.
但是我们知道，这位天上的神，他坐作为王，掌管作万有。
We're very clear that our God is reigning over all things on his throne.
那么他也是顾念我们的神哈。
He's also caring for us.
那么另外一篇的诗篇呢，113篇，那里也讲到说，谁像耶和华我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处，自己谦卑，观看天上地下的事。他从灰尘里抬起贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人。使他们与王子同坐，就是与本国的王子同坐。他使不能生育的妇人安居家中，为多子的乐母。你们要赞美耶和华。
I'd also like to cite quote here Psalm 113, verse 5-9. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth.He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with the princes of their people. He settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord.
感谢神哈，他是那他虽然是掌管万有的主宰，但是呢，他也是顾念我们的神。
Thanks God, He is not only reigning the world on His throne; He's also caring about every one of us.
那从这篇诗，从这段这段的诗篇，我们也看到说，神赐给我们，我们原本是一个罪人，但是神赐给我们一个崇高的这个地位，这样我们能够成为神的儿子。
We can see in these verses that God cares for us so much that He gives us a very high seat.
那他也给我们今天呢，也赐给我们众多的弟兄姐妹哈，在成为我们主里的一家人哈。
Though we are sinners, we become brothers and sisters, so we are family.
那诗篇这个诗呢也继续讲到说，我们可以仰望神的手哈。
The Psalm 123 also says, we can look to the hand of the Lord.
他说：“看啊，仆人的眼睛怎样望主人的手，使你的眼睛怎样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神，知道他怜悯我们。”
Verse 2 says, if the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, if the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till He shows us His mercy.
那我们知道呢，古时候呢，仆人或者使女呢，他都会站在主人或者祖母的这个旁边，是不是？
We know that in the ancient time, usually the servants, the maids, they usually stand by their master or mistress.
啊，他们会专注这个什么主人或者祖母的手哈的指示。
They're usually very concentrated to watch the gestures of their master or mistress.
我不晓得当时他的这个如果叫他们来，可能来，他们就来了。
With just one gesture, they would come.
或者叫他们去，就叫他们离开，他们就起离开。
They would leave.
或者如果叫他们端上这个茶，就这样。
With this gesture, they would serve the tea.
所以他们就是专这个这个仆人和这个使女呢，他们就专注这个主人的这个手哈，或者祖母的手。
Yeah, so they're very focused to watch the master's hand.
所以世人就是说，我们也应当的如此的来仰望神的手哈。
So in the same way, we should look to the hand of God.
知道他怜悯我们哈。
Until He shows mercy on us.
那在这里呢，我们要了解到，就是说主人的手呢，除了有这个指示的作用之外呢，也可以象征几方面哈。
We know that the master's hand not only has not only the function of instruction, but also stands for a few things.
那第一呢，就是这个神的手，这里讲到这个手，也是讲到这个供应的手哈。
Firstly, it's a hand of provision.
我们知道呢，他这个主人呢，也必定要供应他的这个仆人或者使女的这个需要哈。
The master ought to provide to supply his servants or maids.
这个仆人或者使女呢，住在主人的家里呢，他们不必担心哈他们供给的这个问题。
As the maid and the servants live in the master's house, they should not worry about their daily supply.
当他们有需要的时候呢，主人的手呢就会丰丰富富的供应他们的需要。
When they are in need, the master must supply them abundantly.
那今天我相信我们也相信我们的神也是如此哈。
We believe our God provides us with all kinds of things in the same way.
那首先呢，我们看到从圣经里面看到呢，神的这个供应呢是每一天的供应哈。
We see that God supplies us every day.
那我们作为人呢，我们都盼望就是说我们信靠的神啊，从信靠神的那一个时刻开始呢，神就能够丰丰富富的供应我们一切所需要的。
God is always our provision ever since the first day that we turn to Him.
但是神不会一下子呢就全部给我们哈。
But of course, God will not give us everything. at the first moment.
他是每一天的供应，他会，但是他会每一天的供应我们所需要的。
He provides us on a daily basis.
那如果我们有读这个旧约的的话呢，我们知道说神这个当以色列的百姓呢在旷野的时候。
If we look at the Old Testament, when the Israel people were in the desert.
那神要他们每一天出去。去试起这个玛纳哈。
The God instructed them to go out to pick manna every day.
那么神没有说他叫他们哦，就把第一天呢就把所有所需要的玛纳都试起了，然后把它存起来。那么第二天、第三天就不必再试出去再试起这个玛纳哈。
God didn't ask them to store all the food on the first day.
那神乃是要他们每一天的去试起哈，相信神每一天都会供应他们所需要的。
God needs them to be faithful, that God will provide them on a daily basis.
那主耶稣教导我们的祷告文当中也是这样讲到说，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们哈。
In Lord's Prayer by Jesus, it says, "Give us today our daily bread."
所以是每一天的供应。我们每一天都要来到神面前来祈求神的这个供应哈。
So we should look to him for provision every day.
那我们也知道说，神既然是供应我们需要的这个饮食呢，神的确真的是关心我们的这个需要哈。
Secondly, we should always be aware that God cares for our needs.
那今天我们有太多的这个忧虑哈。
Today we are carrying too many worries.
我们忧虑我们吃什么穿什么哈。
We worry what we wear, what we eat.
那但是呢，神让我们什么？他说：“你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不继续在窗里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？”
It says the you look at the birds of the air. Let me search for the words.
They don't store.
Yeah.
In the barn. Okay.
It's chapter 6. Yeah, you look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
所以神让我们知道说我们是比飞鸟贵重的多，神看我们是贵重的，他必定要供应我们所需要的一切。
We should know that God Father values us more than anything else.
那诗篇也告诉我们说哈，他说你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的，投靠他的人是有福的。耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。少壮士子还切世人的，但寻求耶和华的什么好处都不切。
In Psalm 34, it also says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing."
所以我们看到神的手是供应我们的手哈。
We see that God's hand.Is hand of provision.
那么还有呢，我们也看到说，神的手呢是一个扶持我们的手哈。
His hand is also a hand of support.
那我记得我的这个最近我的小孙女呢跟我们住在一起哈。
In these last days, our granddaughter is living with us.
那么她就喜欢呢，每次呢就喜欢爬这个梯阶哈。
She likes to climb the stairs.
那但是她不是爬着上来或者爬着下去。
She doesn't crawl down or up.
那她就喜欢斜像大人这样哈这样站住这样走下去。
She likes to climb the stairs on her feet.
那但是她当她走到这边还没有走下去的时候呢。
When she was on the edge,
那他就会把手的伸出来。
She will give us her hand.
那我们通常我在旁边的时候，我就拉住他的手，他就可以走。
so that I will hold her hand and she can start going down the stairs.
Yeah, 她知道我的手会扶持着她, 这样走下去我的上来。
She knows that my hand will hold her.
所以今天我们也知道说神的手也是扶持我们的手。
So which, in the same way, we should know that our God holds us fast with his hand.
那当我们有需要, 当我们有软弱的这个时刻呢, 我们可以来仰望主的手。
When we are in need, when we are weak, we should look to his hand.
那无论我们在哪里, 啊, 即使你有一天你离开这个教会, 或者去到, 啊, 离开这个地方, 啊, 去到不同的, 啊, 去到, 啊, 可能去到不同的地方的时候呢, 你仍然继续的可以来仰望主的手和扶持。
Even if one day you leave this place, you leave this church for somewhere else, you can always look to his hand.
那么诗篇这个130篇诗人说, 我若展开清晨的翅膀, 飞到海际处, 海极居住, 哈, 就是在那里, 你的手也必引领我, 你的右手呢, 也必扶持我。
In Psalm 139 it says, if I rise on the winds of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
所以今天无论我们在哪里呢, 我们, 无论在我们在怎样的情况当中呢, 我们都可以仰望着主的手来扶持我们。
So regardless of our circumstances, we can always look to God's hand to hold us fast.
那么特别当我们有需要的时候呢, 我们也相信说主的扶持, 主的恩典呢, 也必够我们使用。
Even though when we are weak, we should be clear that God's grace is sufficient for us.
那保罗他说, 他对, 他说, 我的恩典, 神对他说, 哈, 我的恩典够你用, 因为我的能力在人的软弱上得以完全, 所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱, 好叫基督的能力护庇我。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
那最后呢, 我们也看到主的手, 神的手也是引领我们的手, 引导我们的手。
Lastly, we can see that God's hand is a hand of guidance.
今天呢, 我们都需要神来引导我们前面的道路。
We all need God's guidance through our way in the future.
因为的确很多时候我们都不知道前面会发生什么事情。
Because by no way we can know what will happen ahead of us.
我们需要神的手来引领我们。
We need God's guiding hand.
那今天神怎样来引导我们呢?
So how does God guide us?
那今天神会借助他的话语来引导我们。
First with the scripture, his words.
那么就是这个圣经哈, 这诗篇119篇告诉我们说, 你的话是我脚前的灯, 是我路上的光。
It says in Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
那今天呢, 对于我们, 做基督徒来讲呢, 神的话语是很重要的。
Of course, for Christians, the God's word is a very essential thing.
我们需要读, 每天读神的话语, 我们才能够明白神的这个旨意。
We can only understand God's will if we read the Bible every day.
那我们不能够说, 在平时都不读神的话语, 在有需要的时候呢, 才来寻求神的引导。
We cannot only resort to God's word when we are in need, but without the habit of reading the Bible daily.
有一个笑话讲到说, 一个基督徒呢, 他遇到一些的问题。
So there's a joke about this Christian when he's in trouble.
那么他就想, 说, 能够从神那里来, 知道说应当怎样行。
And he needs instruction from God.
所以呢, 他就打开他的这个圣经。
So he opens his Bible.
那他就随意的这样打开。
Turns on a random page.
然后把手指一指, 哈, 手指一指,
and point to a random place.
Okay. 然后就知道什么呢? 刚好马太福音27章第5节, 犹大就把那银钱丢在店里, 出去吊死了。
And he points to the verse Matthew 27:5. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself.
他觉得这不对哈。
He felt something wrong.
然后他再把圣经盖了，他再翻开哈。
Then he turns to another page.
然后再手指再一指哈。
And points randomly to another verse.
那就刚好是怎么？约翰福音第13:17哈。 你们既知道这次，若是弃行，就有福了。
Then he saw the verse. John 13:17. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
所以我们不能够这样的用这样的方式呢来明白神的这个旨意哈。So
that's not the way we take the will of the God.
我们是要每天的来读神的这个话语，来思想神的话语。We
should read His word and contemplate His word every day.
然后我们才能够明白神的这个旨意哈。
Only so we can understand His intention with us.
那第二呢，还有神也借助他的这个圣灵呢来引导我们。Secondly,
God also guides us with His Holy Spirit.
那约翰福音第16章说，只有真理的圣灵来了，他要引领你们明白一切的真理。In
John 16:13, it says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth."
所以今天，圣灵会借着神的话语哈，存在我们心中的话语来引导我们哈。So
we know that today the Holy Spirit will guide us by coming upon us.
那所以我们也要清楚明白，就是说，圣灵的引导呢，绝不会与神的话语呢相违背的。And
also the Spirit's guidance will never contradict God's word.
那最后呢，神也会借助其他的弟兄姐妹来引导我们哈。Thirdly,
God will also guide us through other saints around us.
那么在哥罗西书那里讲到说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神哈。
Colossians 3:16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God."
所以今天呢，神把我们放在一起哈。So
today God gather us together.
就让我们能够在主里面呢，能够彼此的教导，互相的劝诫。
So that we can teach and admonish one another in Christ.
我们知道说，在我们的这个生命当中呢，都会有一些的盲点哈。
We know that in everyone's life there are some blind spots.
有一些我们都不知道说自己做错的地方哈。There
are things that we do, but we are not even aware of our mistakes.
我们都需要弟兄姐妹们来教导我们，来劝诫我们。We
definitely need the our brothers and sisters to teach and admonish us.
那我作为牧师的，I'm
a pastor.
虽然大部分的时候呢，我在这个台上来教导，来警戒弟兄姐妹。For
most of the time, I'm teaching on this podium.
但是我发现到，就是我自己也不是完全的。But
I'm not perfect either.
那么我也有会，我也有我的盲点啊，或者说做错的这个地方。I
also have my own mistakes and blind zone.
那我感谢主呢，很多时候就借助师母来指出来。Thank
God, he teaches me through my wife.
啊，虽然有时候我也不喜欢听哈。Sometimes
I'm not very happy to listen to those things.
那有一些比较勇敢的弟兄姐妹们也会跟我讲。
Some very courageous brothers and sisters would tell me my mistakes.
因为大部分的弟兄姐妹都不敢跟这个牧师讲。While
most of the brothers and sisters wouldn't dare to do so.
但是呢，当然啦，如果有人跟我们来教导我们，或者警戒我们，指出我们一些的盲点，而且做错的地方的时候。
If someone is willing to point out your blind spots and show you your mistakes.
那我相信我们都应当虚心的去接受哈。
We should be humble to listen to them.
那所谓的我们中国人一句话说，有则什么改之，无则什么无则就是免之哈。就是说，如果是有的，我们就要去改过来。
There's a Chinese saying that if we do have this problem, we should be alert. If we don't, it's not our problem, we should also be aware of it.
Yeah, 如果说有的，我们就当作是一种，我们就要改过。如果没有，真的，如果人家指出来，我们的确没有这样的，我们没有做过这样的错误的话呢，我们就当作是一种的勉励就好了。
If it's we don't have the we truly don't have this problem, we should keep it as a reminder or an encouragement.
所以我们感谢今天呢，我们都需要我们看了，我们都需要神的，我们都需要神的神来供应我们。
So we see today that we all need God's hand to provide us.
我们也需要神来扶持我们。
We need God's hand to hold us fast.
那我们也需要神来引导我们每天的生活。
We also need God's hand to guide us.
感谢主，我们今天呢，我们作为他的儿女的，我们每一天都可以来仰望他。
Thanks to God, as God's children, we can look to Him every day.
那上个主日呢，我们在这里呢，有这个是圣餐的主日。
Last Sunday was a communion Sunday.
那我们在这里呢，一起的来领受这个饼和杯，纪念主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们舍身流血哈。
We took the bread and the wine here to, in remembrance of the cross of Christ.
那我们也看到，就是说，我们也思想到说主耶稣基督的双手哈。
We were also thinking of the hands of Jesus Christ.
我们看到主耶稣基督的双手，它是一个有钉痕的这个双手哈。
Those are nail-pierced hands.
那主耶稣那钉痕的双手代表了什么呢？
What do these hands stand for?
那我们相信主耶稣那钉痕的双手代表着他对我们这个爱哈。
His nail-pierced hands represent his unconditional love for us.
圣经说呢，当我们他是在我们还做罪人的时候，为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
The Bible says, when we were still sinners, Christ already died for us on the cross.
我相信呢，有时候在我们的这个基督徒生活当中呢，我们都会有怀疑的这个时刻。
In our Christian life, sometimes we are doomed to have some moments of doubt.
我们怀疑说神是不是还在爱着我们？
We might doubt if God still loves us.
啊，神还是在关心着我们。
If God still cares for us.
那我相信呢，当我们在怀疑的时候，
In these moments of doubt,
那我们能够来仰望主耶稣基督的双手。
We should look to these hands of Jesus Christ.
他钉痕的双手再次的要提醒我们哈。
His nail-pierced hands remind us that
他对我们的爱是永不改变的。
His love for us is never changing.
没有任何的这个事件，没有任地上没有任何的这个事件呢，能够叫我们与他的爱隔绝哈。
Nothing on the earth can separate us from His love.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们满心感谢你。
God Father, we thank you.
今天再次借助你的话语来提醒我们。
Again, your words remind us again.
让我们在我们日常的生活当中。
That in our daily life.
无论我们在任何的这个情况的当中。
Regardless of our circumstances,
无论我们遇到任何的这个问题，
regardless of our troubles,
我们都可以来仰望你。
We can always look to you.
我们都可以来仰望你那供应我们的手。
We can always look to your providing hand.
都可以来仰望你那扶持我们的手。
Your supporting hand.
也可以仰望那引导我们的手。
And your guiding hand.
更是能够来仰望 那为我们钉死在十字架上的这个手。
We can always look to the nail-pierced hands on the cross.
知道你对我们的爱是永不改变的。
So that we can know that your love is never changing.
并且我们知道说，
so,
我们如今在你的手中。
We are also certain that we are always in your hands.
没有世界上没有任何的人，没有任何人，没有任何的东西可以将我们把你从你的手中夺去。
Nothing or nobody on the earth can take us from your hands.
你的手要常保护着我们。
Your hands will forever protect us.
要引导我们。
Guide us.
我们满心感谢你。
We thank you with all our hearts.
我们将祷告祈求，乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.